Hello, what's up, guys? My name is Drew Weber, and I want to give you a review and demonstration of the Nokia N95 version 3 handset. This handset runs on the Series version 60 version 3 operating system, and I want to give you a description of what comes in the packaging, and then, of course, a demonstration and a review of the handset itself. So first off, let's start with the packaging, and I've got in the package some stereo earbuds, a connectivity cable that connects your Nokia handset to a television set, a USB connectivity cable, the N95's version of the Nokia PC Suite system that will sync your phone, and a charger that you can plug into the wall to charge your phone, the battery for the phone, and the phone does come with a micro SD card installed. That is what comes in the packaging. I'm sure there's probably some type of instruction manuals in it as well. And I'm sure if you need a PDF version of that manual, it's probably on that Nokia 95 version of that PC Suite. Let's jump into the phone itself. I'm going to describe its features for you as far as the layout of the handset. And then we'll turn it on and we'll check out exactly how we can work with the handset. On the top of the phone, there is one button, which is the power button. Going down the left side, you have the left stereo speaker, a headphone / output / microphone input / TV out connectivity jack, a door for your micro SD card, and that's it on the left side. From the top going down the right side, you have your other stereo speaker, a volume rocker switch, your camera function keys, and that's all on the right side. Going down from the top on the face of the phone, in the center of the top, you have your earpiece, and to the right, you have a front camera. Moving down the phone, you have a pretty good sized screen, and below that are your function keys. Now, this phone is a slider phone, so we'll get to that in a second, because you're probably wondering where your numeric keypad is. Turning the phone over on the back, you have the camera and your battery door, and of course, under the battery is your SIM card. On the bottom of the phone is its connectivity options, as far as on the left, there's a wall outlet connectivity jack and your USB connectivity jack in the middle of the phone. Let's talk about the layout of the phone. As far as I told you, it was a slider phone. It slides two ways. Sliding the phone forwards reveals under the screen its numeric keypad. And the numeric keypad is pretty easy as far as being able to navigate it with feel. The keys are kind of small, but they're very defined, and there is the two dots on one on either side of the five, and it slides, of course, back towards you, revealing the media function keys to navigate with the media player at the top. I believe that's a full description of the physical layout of the phone. Let's talk about what happened when you first get this phone and you turn it on for the first time. I would say if you're a blind user, you need sighted assistance when you boot this phone for the first time and also installing your SIM card. But when you boot the phone for the first time, you have to actually enter the date, time, and the country of origin that you are in before you're able to get into the initial operating system of the phone. And so once that's done, once somebody enters that in for you on the keypad, you would be able to load your screen reading software and jump right into everything. I will be using in this demonstration a version of the Tox screen reading solution, version 4.0. And you can also, I'm sure, use MobileSpeak with it, but I choose to use Tox. So let's boot up the phone and give it a whirl. You just heard a vibration because when you actually boot the phone, it vibrates to allow you to know that the phone is on. What a cool feature that is. It takes probably about a minute for the phone to boot up, and it gives you a cool little Nokia start sound. They always upgrade the start sound. I've heard several different versions of it, and in the third version of the operating system, it sounds just like this. Of course, without the RF noise. All right, so we've got that loaded, and I'm going to go into the key describer of Tox, and I'm going to give you a demonstration of how the keys are laid out on the front of the phone below the screen. You have an inverted rectangle on either side of your navigation keys. As far as your navigation keys, I'm going to talk about as your up, down, left, right, and your select key. So at the top corner on the left, at the left side of the phone, on the left inverted rectangle, you have key one. Now, this key one is the only key on the top of this rectangle. Moving down to the bottom left corner of the rectangle, you have your call key. In the middle of the rectangle, you have your menu key. Moving to the right inverted rectangle, on the right top corner, you have your key two. On the bottom right corner of this right inverted rectangle, you have
exit.
Now, once again, key two takes up the entire top of this rectangle, and exit takes up the entire bottom of this rectangle. In the middle, you have
multimedia.
A multimedia function key. On the bottom of the phone, directly below your navigation keys, your arrow keys, you have a edit key,
edit,
which also doubles as your talks key, and you have on the right side
clear.
A clear key. This is kind of a what I'm going to call a rocker key, if you will. It's one long key, and either side of this key allows a function. Let's see what Tox has to say about our volume rocker switch.
Volume up. Volume down.
I will tell you this, that the volume rocker switch does not do anything for Tox. It does not control the volume for Tox. It only controls the volume that I have found, at least for the main music player that comes with the handset. All right, I'm going to take it off of its key description mode, and we will dive into the applications of the phone. All right, so let's go into the main menu.
Menu window, gallery, 5 of 12, P1, options, P2, exit.
With a press of your menu key. And I will say this, that anytime you turn on your phone, it does take longer the first time around to perform functions. For example, like opening that menu. So as you do things after the phone has been on, it does do them quicker. Now, in this menu, the tree of it is actually navigated with your arrow keys, of course, but it's laid out within different rows. At least that's what it looks like to me on the phone as far as when I navigate it. Because, for example, if you use your up arrow,
messaging 2 of 12, folder applications 11 of 12, web 8 of 12, gallery 5 of 12, messaging 2 of 12,
you get that as far as that layout of it. And if you use your left arrow,
contacts 1 of 12,
it will take you fully through the menu itself. So let's browse the menu. I'm going to go through it for you. You just heard it say contacts, so that's the first item in the menu. I'm going to go to the right, and we're going to experience what else is in this menu.
Messaging 2 of 12, calendar 3 of 12, music player 4 of 12, gallery 5 of 12, maps 6 of 12, search 7 of 12, web 8 of 12, download 9 of 12, folder tools 10 of 12, folder applications 11 of 12, folder office 12 of 12, contacts 1 of 12.
All right, so you did notice that the menu wrapped, at least that menu does, okay? And you heard that it said maps, because this handset actually does come with a GPS solution. I've never tried it with a screen reading solution, so I don't know how it works, okay? So very interesting, because in this version of the operating system and in this phone, you don't have your applications at the end of your main menu, which you had in prior releases of a Nokia handset. For example, I had a 6682. You actually have a folder for your applications. So let's go to some of these folders and see what's in these folders, okay?
Messaging 2 of 12, calendar 3 of 12, music layer 4 of 12, gallery 5 of 12, maps 6 of 12, search 7 of 12, web 8 of 12, download 9 of 12, folder tools 10 of 12.
All right, we came to folder tools as our first folder. Let's hit the center select key.
Select tools window, settings 5 of 25, P1, options.
And once again, it doesn't take us to the start of the menu. We're in probably the middle of this grid, so let's hit the up arrow once.
Infrared, 2 of 25.
And we'll go back to the start of this menu.
Bluetooth 1 of 25. Infrared 2 of 25. USB 3 of 25. Profiles 4 of 25. Settings 5 of 25. Teams 6 of 25. File manager 7 of 25. App manager 8 of 25. Memory 9 of 25. Transfer 10 of 25. Set wizard 11 of 25. Internet help 12 of 25. WLAN Wiz 13 of 25. Home net 14 of 25. Connecticut manager 15 of 25. 3D Home 16 of 25. Call mailbox 17 of 25. One touch 18 of 25. Voicecom 19 of 25. Device manager 20 of 25. Modem 21 of 25. SIG 22 of 25. Landmarks 23 of 25. GPS data 24 of 25. Apps keys 25 of 25. Bluetooth 1 of 25.
Once again, the menu wraps and you're back to the start. Now, you probably noticed that it said Bluetooth. It talked about a WLAN solution. And it talked about a modem. So let's talk about that a little bit since we're right here and I don't have to wait to talk about it later and forget about it. This phone does offer several connectivity options. You do have a wireless LAN solution, which offers the B and G connectivity options. You have a Bluetooth, which does offer your stereo 2.0 connection. So if you got a car stereo, that it allows you to connect a Bluetooth device, or a home stereo system that allows you to connect a Bluetooth device and listen to your music back. You do have that option. You also heard it talk about a USB connectivity option, and I don't believe I mentioned this, that the USB connector on the bottom of the phone, unlike previous versions of a Nokia handset, is not its, original multi-pin connector. Nokia has actually switched to a normal standard micro or mini USB connector. Let's go back with our key two. And let's look through this menu some more for your other folders.
Folder applications, 11 to 12.
Ah, right there, folder applications. I have installed two applications that did not come originally with the phone. I did install Talks, which did not come with the phone, and I did install a internet radio software solution that allows you to listen to Shoutcast streams in both MP3 and, if the phone supports it, the AUX format. So let's go into your applications, and as you hear those two, know that those did not come with the phone.
Select applications window, visual center, 520, P1, options, P2, back.
Once again, you land in the middle of the view. Let's hit your up arrow.
Lock, 220.
And let's go left one time to see what our first option is in this applications menu.
Lock, 120. Clock 2:20. Welcome 3:20. Radio 4:20. Video center 5:20. Lightbox 6:20. Camera 7:20. Real player 8:20. Flash player 9:20. Speed 10:20. Snakes 11:20. Help 12:20. About 13:20. Talks 14:20. Rain challenge 15:20. Women's mobile 16:20. Midnight pool 17:20. Jellypop 18:20. Sudoku 19:20. Internet radio 20:20.
All right, and so you heard it say two things about radio. The phone does actually have an FM radio in it as well. So that's the normal radio application, which that did come with the phone. And then the internet radio, of course, did not come with the phone. I haven't used all these applications, and so I don't really know what all of them do. But that's just a layout of your applications there for you. Let's go back and see if we find any other folders.
Back, menu window, folder applications, 11 to 12, P1, folder office, 12 to 12.
We got your folder office. Now let's go into this office and see what we have offered to us.
Select office window, calculator 5 of 9, P1, options, piece of notes, 2 of 9, quick office, 1 of 9.
All right, quick office,
notes, 2 of 9, quick office, 1 of 9.
Is our first selection here.
Notes, 2 of 9, recorder, 3 of 9, Adobe PDF, 4 of 9, calculator, 5 of 9, converter, 6 of 9, zip, 7 of 9, WLSS, cave, 8 of 9, Arcos, 9 of 9.
All right, and so we have several options. We have a quick office.
Quick office, 1 of 9.
Which is actually an application in itself, and let's go into it and see what options we have there.
Select. Quick office window, quick word, tab, sheet 1 of 4, no data, P1, options, P2, exit. Quick sheet, tab, sheet 2 of 4, no data, P1, options, quick point, tab, sheet 3 of 4, no data, P1, quick manager, tab, sheet 4 of 4, updates and upgrades.
All right, so it's pretty sweet. We actually have a bunch of options that we can do with this cell phone as far as opening multiple types of files. We heard that we can open PDF files. We heard a quick point, so I'm only assuming that that allows us to open PowerPoint presentations, or at least some type of mobile version of them. We heard a quick word. We can open up Word documents. And we heard I believe it was a quick sheet, which probably allows us to open up spreadsheets. So I think I went back. I did. So we're back into this main office menu. Recorder is a voice recording solution. And unlike previous versions of Nokia handsets, I believe this voice recording solution allows you to record more than, it was either 30 or 60 seconds, I believe, before. I think this one actually allows you to record up to, I believe, several hours. And I believe you can actually record phone calls with it as well, which, of course, is handy if you're calling maybe information and you need to get a number and you're either not by a Slate stylist or a computer or another note taker, and you just want to record it so you don't have to ask them multiple times or call them back, and then you have that information for you. I have personally not used that recording solution for recording a phone call, but that is what I've heard it does.
All
right. So Let me go back into the menus and let's go through its settings and see what kind of options we have here for the settings.
Gallery 5 of 12, key 1, a max 6 of 12. Gallery 5 of 12, messaging 2 of 12, calendar 3 of 12, music player 4 of 12, gallery 5 of 12, max 6 of 12, search 7 of 12, web 8 of 12, download 9 of 12, folder tools 10 of 12. Select tools window, settings 5 of 25, key 1, options P2, back. Select. Settings window, general 1 of 4, key 1, options P2, exit.
Alright, so we landed on the general settings. Let's go ahead and select that.
Select general window, tab key 1 of 4, personalization 1 of 6, P1, options P2.
Personalization,
back.
Let's go ahead and select that.
Select personalization window, tab key, display 1 of 6, P1, options P2, back.
We can manipulate our phone's display screen.
Standby mode, 2 of 6.
Standby mode actually allows us to go and manipulate some of these function keys that we have as far as key 1 and key 2 on the phone, you're able to use as hotkeys. So as you're on the phone's main, what I'll call the main screen or the today screen, when you're not actually in an application, you will be able to actually, for example, you know, use key one, maybe to open up your messaging or another application. And the cool thing about the N95 is it actually allows you to select any application on the phone for one of its hotkeys. For example, the 6682 did not allow you to do that. It only gave you so many options that you could use, and that's really cool to me that they've broadened this for us.
Tones, 3 of 6.
Tones, it allows you to manipulate your ringtones, messaging tones, email tones. Of course, these are audio ringtones that you can actually load MP3 files, of course, onto the phone, and you are able to use those for your different notifications.
Themes, 4 of 6.
Themes, I'm not really positive on what it does. I would only assume that it's, you know, possibly wallpapers and stuff.
Language, 5 of 6.
The language, which I'm only assuming is going to allow you to display in different languages. I've, of course, got it set to English right now.
Voice commands, 6 of 6.
And voice commands. I will tell you this. The voice commands, I know that this phone does come with a speech synthesizer, okay? Now, that's not necessarily a screen reader, but this phone does allow for reading of incoming calls as far as the name of the contact. And also, I know that it allows you to create voice tags for a caller calling out. So, for example, if you wanted to create a voice tag that said dad, you could hit a button and you'd hear a series of beeps and you would say dad, and then the phone would recognize, hey, you want to call your dad. All right, so I just went back from the personalization. Date and time we have, which allows us to, of course, select our date and time, and also if your service provider allows it, you can have an auto sync to where you will always have the correct time set. Now, this is useful, like if you travel and you go into a different time zone, it'll automatically reset when you get to that particular location.
Enhancement, 3 of 6.
Enhancement actually allows you to use different things, such as a headset, for example, or a Bluetooth car kit. Let's go look at it.
Select enhancement set, window, headset default, 1 of 6, P1, options, P2, back, headphones, 2 of 6, wireless car kit, 3 of 6, music stand, 4 of 6, TV out, 5 of 6, TTY, 6 of 6.
Now, I'm not sure exactly what the music stand does. The TV out is only, as I presume, is going to display your screen of your handset onto the TV. And headphones, of course, are going to connect via that normal standard 1/8-inch jack that is on the left side. Which is a really cool feature. I'm so glad they added that. All right, security. Let's go in here and see what we have as far as options. All right, so we have a few options in there. I'm not really going to go into all that. All right, so let's go back out of the security settings. You have your factory settings, which you're going to be able to set it back to a factory default if you are able to, if anything goes wrong.
Positioning, 6 of 6.
And your positioning. I'm assuming this is some type of GPS solution.
Select positioning window, positioning methods, 1 of 2, P1, options, P2, positioning server, 2 of 2.
I believe it is. We're not going to take a look at that because I really don't know much about it. Let's go out of the settings. The file manager on this phone is pretty cool because it allows you to copy files from one folder to another. Now, this is cool if, like, let's say you have a file on your memory card that you want to pull over to your main phone memory or vice versa. You're able to do that on the phone versus connecting it to your computer and doing it versus doing it with a PC suite solution.
Manager 8 of 25. Memory card 9 of 25. Data
Now, let's talk about the memory card. I mentioned that there was a slot for a micro SD card on the left side of the phone. And let's talk about it. The supported size for this phone was 2 gigs. Now, if you wonder if anything bigger than 2 gigs works in this phone, let's click on memory card and find out.
Select memory card window, name, name, capacity 15 GB, use 65, 86 MB, 387, 02 MB, P1, options, P2, exit.
Obviously, I have a 16 gig micro SD card within this phone right now, and it is working because it recognized it. I've got stuff on it as far as music and other things, and that's that. The only thing I've noticed with that is this. I've got probably over 1,000 music files on that SD card right now. And so when you go into your ringtones on the phone, you actually have too much data for it to be able to process. And so it doesn't show you any ringtones. It doesn't show you default ringtones that came with the phone on the main memory. It doesn't show you anything on the memory card. It only allows you to see your default ringtone that's selected and to download ringtones. Okay? So if you have this happen to you, if you've got too much of that file type, as far as I've got a lot of MP3s on the phone, and that is one of the file types that allows you to set as your ringtones or message tones or any other type of tones. If you have that happen, all you got to do is go to your file manager, copy the files from your memory card over to your phone's main memory. Go ahead and power down your phone, pull your memory card out of the phone, boot it back up, set your ringtones up from the phone's main memory, because it doesn't have that SD card in it. It'll actually show you those ringtones because it doesn't have all those files. And then put your SD card back into the phone and you'll have all your rings set up. What about a downside of this phone? You're maybe wondering if there's a downside. You know, the only thing I would say is probably going to be the battery. The battery life, it gets drained pretty quick. Especially if you're doing a lot of web browsing, if you're doing a lot of music listening, the battery does die. So I guess you kind of got to decide, you know what, do I want to use this more as a phone, per se, text messaging, multimedia messaging, calling people, or do I want to use it as a phone and a multimedia player? If you want to use it as a phone and a multimedia player solution, then just keep that in mind that the battery's gonna die pretty quick. So you might want to get an extra battery and charge it up and be able to have that battery there for you if you need to make a phone call and you don't have any battery left. I talked about the headphone connectivity on this, where you're able to have an 1/8-inch jack to run your headphones. And this is pretty cool because, you know, you're actually able to use this phone as a multimedia solution. And it does so much that I would honestly say if you haven't invested in, for example, a Victor Reader Stream or another player that you're going to use as your multimedia solution, this phone would be definitely an option for you because of its abilities. Its abilities to do pretty much anything you want. I mean, you've heard me say that, yes, I can play music on it, but I also can stream music with my internet radio software. So as far as options, I mean, you also can think of this phone as, you need a PDA. You've got it because of the, you know, Office solutions that you can open up, all the document types. I will say that you cannot actually edit those documents without purchasing an upgrade for the Office suites that are on the phone already. Now, that upgrade probably really isn't that much money. I would only assume that it's going to be around $20. And I say that because I had looked at it for my 6682 and it was only $15. So I wouldn't think it'd be too much more than that, okay, for the third generation of the Series 60 operating system. You heard that I mentioned Bluetooth connectivity. So if you want this to be a note-taking solution, you would be able to get a Bluetooth keyboard for it, a QWERTY keyboard. Right now, the phone is selling $370. And when compared to other note-taking solutions, as far as on a small scale, it really doesn't get much better than that. Of course, you can get a netbook, which you've heard some reviews about a netbook possibly on Blind Cool Tech. But as far as just a small solution, something you can put in your pocket, it does not get much better than a cell phone solution such as this. Well, guys, I think I've demonstrated a lot of the features on the phone that you would use and that would be interesting to you. If you'd like to contact me, feel free to visit my website at dwallthingsaudio.com and send me an email at info@dwallthingsaudio.com. Thank you guys very much, and I hope you've enjoyed the review of the Nokia N95 handset.